I hope you don't mind me stopping by your dorm room. I think I left my English textbook here Friday. We were so busy studying for that test later that day that I didn't notice when I felt out of my backpack. But it has to be here. Yes, that's it. Thanks. I was going to do some studying later tonight, but... while you're here, do you mind if I use your laptop to check my math score? She said she might have the scores posted sometime today, and I was checking on my phone, but I wore my battery out, and I've been so nervous about this test that I felt like there was so much I didn't understand about the last section, and the test was just a complete mess, and I guess everybody felt that way, but thanks. It will just take a second. They're probably not posted yet. I'll just log into my account and see. Oh, they're here. At least my score is. Oh no. Oh no, this is horrible. How bad is it? I mean, it's a 93. Oh my God, this is awful. Oh my God. Well, really good actually, but also really bad. I'm sorry. I know this doesn't make sense. I aced the test. Once you factor in the curve too, but I was so sure I was going to fail when I took it. I made a desperate deal. No, not with the devil. Oh, I wish I'd thought of that. I made a deal with the universe. I really wanted to pass the test, but good things don't happen to me. Not without a lot of hard work and, other than our cramming Friday morning, I didn't really study. So I needed to balance out the possible goodness of my passing the test by tying it in together with something I didn't want. That way it's kind of like a net zero karma-wise, and the universe doesn't care. Am I making any sense? I mean, these things only seem to make sense to me, but the thing is, it works. I only got accepted into this college because I tied it into giving up chocolate for 3 whole months. I was accepted in and I spent 3 long months chocolate-free. Followed by several hours of eating so much chocolate that I almost didn't want to see it ever again. But that only lasted 2 days. So, this test. When she passed out the test, I started flipping through the pages and I started to freak out. I knew I wasn't as prepared as I should have been. What's more, I hadn't earned a good grade on it. So, in a moment of complete hopelessness, I made the deal. Oh, but not for giving up chocolate. No, I would never do that again. In a way, it was something more precious and more personal. I offered up my virginity if somehow I did really good on the test. Now, if it was a C, I could have said that it wasn't good enough, or maybe a low B, but an A? I can't work my way out of this. If I do, then the universe will come at me with a vengeance, and I'll end up flunking this class somehow, or another one, and universe and karma always settle the score. So there you have it. I need to lose my virginity, and as fast as possible before the universe starts to get mad at me. And part of the deal was that I had to lose it to you. It's nothing personal. The details, they don't need to be specific. And you were sitting right next to me and already working on your test, and once I thought about you being the guy I lost my virginity to, the deal was sealed. It's too late to change it then. I'm sure. I mean, that's a total way to jinx things. So, please tell me that you're willing to have sex with me. It's not that I want to, it's just that I have to, or I've ruined everything. I have absolutely no experience with sex, but I'll still try to make it good for you, I promise. I won't change anything between us. We'll still study together, and since we have so many classes together, and you seem to be good luck anyway, we can still have lunch together. It's just that we would have happened to have sex once. I even wore this cute dress for the occasion. It's not that I was hoping we'd have sex, it's kind of complicated. But if I don't get myself ready to make good on this deal, then that jinxes it too. For the chocolate thing, I had to get rid of almost all chocolate I had stashed while I waited to see if I was accepted. For this, it meant dressing nicely in easily removable clothing. Can we do this then? I guess, I don't know if you find me attractive or not. Enough guys do. I guess maybe I'm pretty, especially when I dress up like this. We do spend a lot of time together. And you seem like you're straight. But you don't have a girlfriend. Oh, I'm not judging or anything. I mean, I don't have a boyfriend. There's just not enough time. And I'm kind of shy anyway. I can take off this dress right now if you'd like. You can't judge a book by its cover, so I can't expect you to accept my offer without seeing the contents. I mean, I would never be this bold if it wasn't for that deal that I made. But I'm scared about losing my virginity. But I'm more scared about failing my classes and whatever else the universe will do to me if I don't lose it. I even wore my best underwear. It isn't terribly sexy because no one ever sees it other than me and my roommate, but at least it's cute. Maybe it makes me look cute too. Now, before I have time to think too much, I'm going to take the bra off. That's part of the trick to taking tests. Don't let yourself slow down in any one part of it because then you'll never get your momentum back. So I need to keep moving forward on this and unfasten my bra. And then, well, this is where I'm supposed to show you my breasts. But instead, I'm kind of clutching this bra to my chest. I can do this, though. I have to do it. Okay, there. Now you can see my breasts. Hopefully looking at them is helping sell you on the idea of having sex with me. Everything I know about men makes me think it isn't too hard to do anyway. I know I'm moving fast, but I don't have much time. I can't give myself time to change my mind. So I have to continue with this by removing my panties. I can't help but wonder how many girls have stood in this room just like this. This dorm has been around forever. I'm probably not the first girl to stand here and slowly pull down her panties. Maybe none of them were as nervous as me, bordering on neurotic, but maybe they didn't shake as much as me when the cold air touches the last part of my body to be exposed, and maybe some of them changed their mind at this point, but I won't, because I don't dare. You should probably take your clothes off now. Otherwise, I might start to take it personally. I'm basically throwing myself at you sexually. It's not that I'm interested in having sex with you, but to be turned down now would still be a pretty big blow to my pretty fragile ego. And then the universe would still make me suffer above and beyond that. Good. I mean, I guess it's good that you're taking your clothes off. I have to admit mixed feelings about this. I'm thinking I should have gone with giving up chocolate for the deal again, but it's too late to change that. All deals are final with the universe. Oh, wow, that bulge in your underwear. Is that because of me? Or is it just a reaction to seeing a naked girl? Or is it because you're specifically seeing me naked? Wait, no, I don't want to know. I don't want to complicate this. This is just a little bit of sex, and I'm holding up my end of the bargain. It doesn't have to be anything more than that. Well, go ahead, take them off. If it helps, I promise not to scream and run out of the room. Maybe if I had some clothes on, but I'm naked, so I'm kind of stuck here, so let's see it. So, that's a cock. It looks nice. Sorry, that's a lie. It looks scary and impossibly hard for something made of flesh and blood. Apparently lots and lots of blood right now. No, don't apologize. I'm the one making you do this. I'm the one who's making you have sex with me. And apparently, I'm the one making you hard. I'm the one getting you. I'm the one getting into your standard dorm size bed and trying to find a comfortable way to lie down on it. Suddenly, I notice every single lump in the mattress and a wrinkle in the blanket. Oh, this is your turn. You have to get on top of me now with your naked body and that naked cock, and then the weight of your body will press me down into the bed and make the lumps lumpier and the wrinkles even wrinklier, and it's making me really nervous. And then, what's that on top of my body? Oh, that wasn't too bad. You're keeping most of your weight off me, maybe because my body is quivering underneath here so much, or maybe because you're just being extra careful with me, but I can't keep being this timid. Maybe if I put my arms around you a little, just a little hug. Like when I see you in the student union between classes, except we're horizontal and naked, which is a big difference, I guess. Okay. I guess we both know what the next part is. You're a guy, I'm a girl, you're lying on top of me naked, our bodies are lined up. I can use all my willpower and open my legs for you. Now I'm even more vulnerable to you and that hard thing between your legs. Oh, except now it's moving between my legs too. and up against my pussy. No, I'm not sure I want to do this, but I have to do it. No, not just because of the deal. I have to lose my virginity sometime. And all things considered, I guess I could do worse than a guy like you. So let's see if you can actually get that thing into me. Well, that's a start. Oh, it's just a little bit, but it's going in. Oh, wait. Let me open my legs more and bend them a little, and then I can brace myself physically and mentally. I'm about to lose my virginity. So let's do this. Oh, I'm not a virgin anymore. Oh, your cock just took care of that. Oh, as it thrust into me. There was more than my... more to the deal than losing my virginity. At least I had more in mind when I made it, which means it's what I'm bound to. We have to complete the act. I have to give you as much pleasure as possible. Oh, so maybe move a little, and I'll try and move too, and... Or at least do the stuff you might find interesting. Things like caressing your back with my hands. Or running the heel of my foot along your calf. Trying to squeeze your cock as it moves out of me. If you have any other ideas, I'm all ears. I'm here to give you pleasure and happiness with my body. Oh, but apparently you're determined to give me pleasure too. Oh, I could resist it, but... Oh, I could think of math tests and other scary things, but that would be against the spirit of the deal, so I have to accept your pleasure. Oh, as thoroughly as my body accepted your cock. I'm on birth control. Oh, but not for that reason. But it works for keeping me from getting pregnant anyway, thankfully. Oh, my mind didn't go as far as pregnancy when I made the deal, but that means you can come in me, and I will accept your come too. Oh, unless you don't want to. You could come on my stomach, or my breasts, or my nervous little face, but it's totally okay to come inside me. Oh. Just try not to get too attached to me if you do, or from any of this. I mean, I could see how this might give you a feeling of intimacy with me, but we're just friends. We study together, and we have class together, and we eat together, and we have sex once, only once, so enjoy it, because this will never happen again. We'll just go back to being regular friends. Come in me. Now, please, I think that's the best way, you know, for making the universe happy. Then I think it will make you happy, too, and I guess... The way my legs are wrapped around you doesn't let you take it out of me too far, but it does keep you moving faster and faster and harder until we get closer to coming, until suddenly we're there. Oh, come in me, please. Oh, yes. Oh, it's so good. I mean, nicer than I thought. I hope the universe isn't upset that I enjoyed it so much, but a deal's a deal, and I can't take back my grade now. Would it seem too much like a date if we went to the dining hall together for dinner? I don't want to make you think I'm getting all clingy and infatuated after this. It's not like we're going anywhere fancy or you were paying for it. I'm hungry and thirsty now, and we're already together, so it makes sense to eat together, right? And then for you to take me back to my dorm? And then if you wanted to give me a kiss under the disapproving gaze of the security guard downstairs, I don't think the universe would mind. I know, I definitely wouldn't.